and they're on welfare, and they don't want to get off of welfare. They want welfare. That's all they want. They want to get by, get something for nothing. That's the whole thing. And back them days, we had the same situation, but we had people that it was honest. The only thing back then, and we had some that you couldn't count on, but everybody in the neighborhood knew which one it was. A man's word was just as good as his bond. I mean, he told you that I'll be at your house tomorrow morning to help you with your hogs or help you with your stock or help you get your hay in or something. You could just bet he'd be there in the morning when you got up, he'd be there at the door. Now you could count on him. And if he borrowed a dollar from you, and he said, I'll pay you back now Saturday, you can just bet you get your dollar back Saturday. If he didn't pay you, he'd be there at your house, tell you why he couldn't pay you. But we had some, but everybody knowed them. And where I lived, everybody knowed the ones that would beat you. But most every man was honest. You had honest people. And it's not that way anymore. Yeah, if they was poor, well, we said they was poor, but I mean, he was thought just as much of. As long as a person, it didn't make any difference whether he was black or white. His color didn't make any difference. If he was poor, he was poor, and if he was a hard worker, that's all you cared about. If he was honest, all the people in the neighborhood, church and everything, all they cared about was a man honest. If he was honest and worked hard or tried to support his family and done the best he can, everybody, if he had a sickness in the family, they rushed right in there and help him. They was for him. They didn't make no difference if he was white or black, but they did help him as long as he tried. Now a fella that didn't try to help himself, well, they didn't do too much for him. Of course, if anybody died, well, then it all, of course, it wouldn't cost a whole lot to bury them back them days. Well, they had just like they do now, they had a preacher or somebody say a few words. But they never, back them days when I was coming along, if somebody died in the radius of where you could get to them, 2-3 miles radius, everybody knew it. You see, and the fella, he'd get on a horse and he'd ride along and say, so-and-so died, and say, we got to do something. And then everybody, he would pick up money, ride from house to house, and visit, and of course everybody knew everybody, and say, you want to give anything on it? Well, yeah, I give him a dollar. And they make up, some give $5 and some give a dollar, whatever you're able to give. And then they take a wagon and they go to town. And at that particular time, right there where the Sanford Link National Bank is now, was a furniture store. And he sold caskets in this furniture store. Well, you go there to furniture store, some of the men in the neighborhood, and he'd purchase a casket, probably, I don't know, $10 or $15, whatever it was. Wasn't very much. Anyway, I had to say, we're gonna bury him now, tomorrow. We'll bury him, and we go get the casket, and they bring it out there. And now, they didn't have undertakers. Undertaker didn't enter into it. They'd bring the casket out there in a wagon and they'd set it in the house.